Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The game. Let's go.
Hour number two here on a Trillville Thursday. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The noon hour, as always, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get into an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes as Week 14 kicks off tonight. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pregame at 7:30, kickoff at 8:15 between the Cowboys and the Lions. Brandon Adams is going to join us in about 15 minutes. Dog Nation Daily podcast host joins us every week to talk Georgia football. And obviously this week, extra fun because we're going to be talking about the SEC Championship game coming up on Saturday here in Atlanta. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
Can't wait to gauge BA's temperature on the recruiting battles.
Yeah, it's interesting, like, because we haven't talked to him, you know, since the Jared Curtis thing. Right. I assume he'll probably have some thoughts on that, which, by the way, I was kind of, you know, I'm sure Rusty talked a lot about that on the air this morning, but I got a chance to talk to him a little bit about that before the show. It's a recruiting is just a wild deal. Like, I know everybody kind of knows that, but just like and everyone thinks about the player and the school, like the families mm-hmm. and all the people involved in mm-hmm. it. It's just like, it's got to be really hard.
Yeah, man.
I know he's one of the number one recruits, and he's going to get all this money, and everyone's like, well, yeah, sure, I'd trade places with him. Sure, I understand. I'm not, like, asking you to feel sorry for him. I'm just saying, like, it's just, I don't know. It's a pretty crazy world.
Yes.
Especially now with so much extra involved in it.
Again,
with agents and all that
stuff.
Leave
the kid alone.
Yeah, just let him make his choice.
Let him make his choice and let him live with his choice.
He thinks he made the best choice for himself.
And that's all that freaking matters.
We'll see if he did.
Before we get to the NFL No Huddle, shout out to A.J. Terrell. A.J. Terrell has been voted the Falcons Club winner of the Walter Payton Man of the Year.
Oh, cool.
Congratulations,
that's
AJ.
Great.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
That's awesome. All right, we can go. Because we got some good sound.
All right, let's get to it.
We got some good sound.
We do.
Always have good sound.
Well, when Bo's here, we do.
Yeah, when Bo's here, the sound is great.
When Bo's here, we have great sound. Full sound sheet. Look at that. All right, so like we've mentioned, Week 14 starts tonight. We'll probably talk more about that game tomorrow in reaction, but should be a fun one, man. I don't know. The Cowboys are playing good. The Lions need it. Like,
Lions,
they're leaking oil a little bit.
And I'm just telling you, man, I don't know if Amon St. Brown, if he's going to play in this game or not, because he got hurt last week.
Ragnow was going to come back, and then it didn't work out. That was pretty weird. Failed his physical.
The Lions got
a hamstring.
With a hamstring. A grade 3, like, too.
Yeah. How do you?
I don't know.
The Lions have got to run the football in this game. They got to be able to run it. I would run. And then the biggest thing, they got to figure out, like, because they are man-to-man coverage team.
Yeah.
George Pickens and CD going to eat them alive.
What is your plan with those guys?
They're going to eat. They better
pick your poison.
Pick your damn poison.
And I don't know who you pick because George is having a ridiculous year.
Boy, you want to talk about contract year balling?
Dude, I mean, this is going to go down in history. And I hope that he continues to play like this because he certainly can. But he hadn't played like this yet. We always knew it was kind of in there because you saw flashes of it, but you haven't seen George Pickens have a year like this ever.
No, no.
This perfect
dude is,
timing.
This dude is balling. Yeah,
he didn't get a lot of money. All right, so Falcons head coach Raheem Morris, coach's show on Monday, joins Dukes and Bell on Wednesday. They were up there in Flowery Branch talking to him yesterday. And I can only sort of assume what the question was. I assume it was about whether or not he should be back as the head coach next year because that's what he talks about in the answer.
You know, I don't think I can say it to the fans. I think you got to show them, right? So I think it's about building the process, right? So what are we doing? We went out and got a young quarterback. A young quarterback got hurt. We got to bring him back. Can't wait for him to get back. We went out and got a bunch of young studs on defense. They're starting to play better. And you just can't build a thing overnight. And we're building it. And it's a process. And you want to see steady improvement. We had a little bit of a drop off. And now we want to finish this thing the right way and do things the right way and go about our business so we can make sure we can finish it the right way. You never know what's going to happen. But all I know is this, is our job is to win. We're in the business of football, but our job is to win. And we got to go out there and do those things. Like, and we can figure it out. Like, you know, like you saying that doesn't hurt my feelings. You know, like I think we're in the business of entertainment.
We're all,
that's where it comes
and we're all
from.
Penciled in. We got to put up numbers. You got to put up numbers.
That's where it all comes right. from. I think you can't duck or you can't hide from that either.
Yeah, I mean, your job is to win football games. You know, yeah, there's some good things to be optimistic about, you know, going into the future with this Siemens organization because of things he listed. But, yeah, you haven't done what you are required to do to keep your job, and that's win football games. You just not have done that on a consistent basis, Raw. He knows that. I mean, we were just talking before we came back from break. I wouldn't be surprised if he's back.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't be surprised if they finish well down the stretch or something like that and show some kind of sign that he would be back. Now, for him to be back, there would be major changes to his staff.
Right.
Major changes to his staff.
I think Ulbrich certainly will continue to be the DC, but other than that.
Yeah, I think there will be major changes, but are you willing to do that as a coach? Meaning fire your coordinators and do those different things. Well, you fired Jimmy.
Yeah.
You know, so is it one of those things where you get an opportunity when you sit down with Mr. Blank at the end of the season, you and Terry, and you state your case of why you should remain the head coach and the general manager?
I think – at this point, you'd kind of have to do that, right? Like, you have to make your case.
Yes.
But your
cases will be made on the football field.
You would hope.
Your team.
I would think.
Yeah.
Like, because again, like, you could say what you want. And, like, yes, there's things that are optimistic with the young players and pass rush and all that stuff. But, like, we'd be optimistic about that, too, if you were 8-4. You know what I mean? You don't have to sell me on optimism when you're winning football games.
No.
You have to sell me on it when you've lost 6 out of 7.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, and again, if it's results-based and that's all that really ultimately matters, then there is no – like, that's the thing we love about sports, usually. And as we've spent a lot of time talking about the committee today in college football, is like, it's all supposed to be decided on the field, right? And you get judged at the end of the season. One of the things that's great about the NFL is there is no committee. Your record dictates whether or not you go to the playoffs.
Right.
There's no, well, we beat this team pretty good.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
You're 4-8, man. Like, that's, I don't know. Like, and I'm with you. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if they do that because of the history of patience that the owner has shown.
Right.
But,
like,
that's going to be a tough pill for this fan base to swallow.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, no doubt about it. It would be
brutal.
Yeah, it would be. But my thing is, and that's why we had the guy, a caller a couple of days ago, calling like, who would you want as head coach? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really care. Get somebody here who can win and get this thing going in the right way. Because whoever the hire probably is like, you got the guy, oh yeah, that's going to be a good, how do you know?
Right.
How do you know?
Every hire, like pretty much, I don't know, maybe you can think of it, maybe there's a few that aren't like that, but like every guy that gets a job as an NFL head coach has a resume that validates it.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, you know, Lane Kiffin got the Raiders job, you know, but like there's examples. For the most part, like when Arthur Smith got hired by the Falcons, he was going to get hired by somebody else.
Right.
Like he was going to be a head coach in the NFL. I think that's true about Raheem, right? Somebody else is going to hire him. Probably.
To be a head coach? No.
Oh, well, then that's a tough one.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Well, then maybe that wasn't. Okay. Yeah. That's not good.
I'm just saying, I don't think so.
Yeah. Maybe not in that cycle. Or
maybe not in that cycle.
Maybe a different cycle.
I don't know. I think it was a possibility, Rob, because I don't know when the Falcons job was filled, how many other jobs were open still.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I remember, I mean, they were interviewing everybody.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Here's what, it would just be my, like, piece of advice. Not that it really matters at all, one way or the other. But if they do get rid of him and they do a coaching search, don't tweet out little headshot graphics about all the people that you're interviewing.
Yes.
So then when the guy you hired doesn't work out, people have that to go back and retweet it. Not again, that doesn't matter. That's not really the most important thing in the world, but just don't do that.
Yeah.
Doesn't help anybody.
They got the third. Look at the injury report for tonight's game. Damn.
Wow, the Lions are.
They are banged up. They are all the way banged up. And I mean, and then obviously we had a Pittsburgh Steelers call a show. It was talking about Mike Tomlin and this and everything, and James Harrison and Ben Roethlisberger are, you know, Ben, maybe it's time for a change of scenery. I think it's time for a change of scenery for Mike T myself. But how James went at him, I was like, I never thought he was a great coach. He's a good coach.
You want to hear James do it?
But my thing, let me hear that. Because I also want to hear Mike T talk about this damn Penn State job, which is great.
All right, let's start with James Harrison, and then we'll get to the Mike Tomlin part.
You tell me where there's a good coach on this staff. Because right now, I don't see anybody playing to their potential. Mike Tomlin is in control of hiring coaches. And he may not be the one coaching the position, but he is in position to hire the coaches to get the potential out of our players. And right now, he has not put coaches in the position that can get the potential out of what it is that we have.
Okay. No, that's not the clip there. There's another clip. But no, I mean, he's right about that. You know, but I think more than anything, they thought that Aaron Rodgers was going to do something. And we mentioned this on Monday, they have not, they did not have a replacement for Big Ben. Ben was washed for the last 2 years of his career.
Oh, yeah. They've been in quarterback purgatory longer than the Falcons.
And this is what I always talk about, because they talk about, never had to lose a season, one and done in the playoffs 8 straight years. Falcons ain't been to the playoffs in 8 years.
Oh, no.
I'll go one and done.
Sure. Like, if we're trading places with them, certainly.
Yes.
But Steelers fans aren't us.
Yes,
Steelers fans are Steelers fans, and they're used to more than that.
Yes.
Which I'm fine with. Like, I understand that. I also think sometimes relationships that are really, really good at a time end up just needing a change.
Yep.
And Andy Reid needed to move on and get out of Philadelphia, and he went to Kansas City, and it worked out great. I don't think Mike Tomlin has forgotten how to be a great coach and lead and all that stuff.
Is this maybe time to?
Yeah, it's time to go. Also, I do think if they had gotten the quarterback right at some point over the last 7 years, the team would be better.
I do too.
You know what I mean? Think about the guys they've had playing quarterback. You know, they got old Aaron Rodgers, old Russell Wilson, Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky, Mason Rudolph, like this old Ben Roethlisberger couldn't move. Like, that's. What? Who else was it? Desmond Ritter.
Oh, God.
One point. Yeah. No, it's similar. Similar situation. Mike Tomlin says he's not taking the Penn State job.
Yeah, man. Don't add. Never say never. Never.
Oh, we have time. Let's listen to him say it. Mike Tomlin.
Have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never.
Never.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
Anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check.
That's definitely one of those .com guys.
100% too, though. Like, right? Are you kidding me? Like, Mike Tomlin's going to go from being the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers for 20 years to go have to hustle around and try to convince 17-year-olds to sign?
Thank you.
Blank that. I'm not doing that. By the way, if he moves on from the Steelers, he's going to get a job somewhere in the NFL next year.
Yeah.
Like, if he wants one. Unless he wants to just go hang out with his wife on the beach, which would be fine, too.
That's what I want.
Yeah. I mean, it's all good.
Yeah.
Penn State's turning into a cautionary tale, though, man.
Yeah, man. Firing without a plan.
You got to have a plan. All right. Brandon Adams will join us next. We'll talk some Georgia Bulldogs with him. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 35.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of man do you need?
I always love the intro song for BA.
Whatever.
It's especially funny on Trillville Thursday.
Yes. Yes.
given the song we kind of come into the noon hour with, that there's not any sports radio station in America that's coming back from break with those two songs.
Right back to back.
In back to back segments.
Bad idea. Who's singing this song? Kenny Chesney?
It's a good guess. I don't know. BA can tell us.
No.
It's Parker McCollum. Okay. And by the way, this was my number one song on Spotify this year.
Okay. Yeah, good for you.
My Spotify listening age was 22 years old. I'm gonna put that on my resume. That's the last time I'll ever be accused of being 22 at anything, I think.
I had the exact opposite. I'm 71 according to Spotify.
Oh, they let you know.
Yeah, they give you like the listening age, and I guess that's based on the average age of people that listen to the type of music that you were listening to.
Oh, okay.
I was so honored. I was like, 71, that's perfect. Because all I've been listening.
I'll say this real quick, because I know there's obviously a lot going on with Georgia. But I was trying to figure out, like, why is my listening age so young? And then I realized, like my daughter who's 10, we listen to like Disney soundtracks and things like that together. Yep. It's averaging those with whatever other like 90s country I'm listening to. And that's how we get to 22, I believe.
Yeah, mine was really confused because I've been listening to a lot of like, I don't know, like a lot of older jazz and then like 70s rock. And then my wife listens to like only Benson Boone. And then my daughter listens to Elsa. And I don't know. They didn't know what to make of our Spotify rap. But it was pretty fun. Those are coming out right now. It's always a good time. All right. Alabama again, Brandon. Obviously, it's a rematch this season. It's been a game that's been a thorn in the side of Kirby, really the only thorn in his side in his tenure at Georgia. What are your thoughts ahead of the SEC championship game on Saturday?
Well, I think it's this. First of all, obviously, Georgia fans are well aware of the history. And really, for the average Georgia fan, they're more aware of it than the coaches and players are, because the players have been here for a couple of years. Kirby's now going into year 10. But he wasn't here for the in fact, he's on the opposite sideline, 2015 game, 2012 game. Fans just have deeper, even longer memories in the Kirby Smart era of Alabama mostly being a real big stumbling block for Georgia. And so I get all that. But I think it's also worth pointing out, and I don't say this to troll, I'm just trying to be as honest as I'm capable of being, that while Alabama has clearly prevented Georgia from some things, it really hasn't used those Georgia wins in recent years to do much for itself. You know, in other words, Alabama used to be Georgia's nemesis. Alabama had the prestige that Georgia wanted. But in recent years, Alabama's really just a nuisance that, yes, it's prevented Georgia from having the longest winning streak of all time or three straight national championships. There are things that Alabama has been a stumbling block for Georgia on, but when you look at what Alabama has been as a program, they've actually lost a lot of games to lesser teams that Georgia just doesn't do. So no doubt Georgia's got to correct this history, but let's not act like this is the same thing as it was prior to Indianapolis in early 2022 when Georgia won that national championship. I do think it changed the trajectory for both the programs, but it's clearly time for Georgia to start beating Alabama on a more regular basis.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to last week. What was your thoughts on how that game played out?
Well, it's pretty ugly. Obviously, Georgia played really bad offensively. And yet I don't think how Georgia played defensively should be lost, because Tech really had been a good offense. Like, coming into the game, they had been fifth in America in yards per game. They were inside the top 20 in scoring, and Georgia held them to 9 points. And, boy, there are a lot of conversations we've had throughout the season where I'm sure we were wondering, why can't the Georgia defense do anything, and what's going on there? Well, last week when the Georgia offense inexplicably just made something look far harder than it probably needed to, the Georgia defense stepped up to help them. And so I do think you can take something from that, even though it was tagged.
Given the result on Saturday, or pending the result on Saturday, and there's a handful of different paths for Georgia in the playoff, they're going to the playoff either way. Do you think that they're going to be a top four seed either way, or kind of how do you see things breaking down based on what happens in the SEC title game?
This is not a very good sports talk answer, but it sort of depends. I think they still could be top four even if they lost, but I think that's a long shot. Look, I'll just really quickly tell you, if Texas Tech wins and Georgia loses, Texas Tech is moving ahead of Georgia. I think that Texas Tech is likely to move into the top four once it's the conference champion, almost no matter what. If Alabama beats Georgia, even with the loss Alabama has, I think that Alabama can leapfrog ahead of Georgia, too. So there is at least some chance the four byes are two Big Ten and two SEC teams, Georgia-Bama, Indiana, Ohio State, but that probably requires a Texas Tech loss. That in all likelihood, if Georgia does not win the SEC championship, my safest bet would be it's playing as a 5 seed, at worst a 6 seed, because Ole Miss was 6 this week and Georgia beat it. At worst a 6 seed, probably a 5 seed if it does not win the SEC championship.
Hey, B.A., what do you got on the what are you hearing on the injury front? We kind of figured Drew Bobo's probably not going to play, but is that the only thing that you're hearing?
Well, certainly Georgia's injury report, other than the guys we knew were out, looks pretty clean. Okay. That's the Chauncey Bowens. That's the Talon Taylor, who hasn't played, by the way, since the Alabama game. Right. Georgia seems to be, I mean, you know, obviously the Drew Bobo injury is huge. Yes. There's a chance that you're just worse because of that. There may not be some, you know, happy fairy tale to tell on that. That may just be really, really hard with Drew Bobo not playing. But it is also fair to point out that Bobo's absence, as massive as it is, the Alabama availability report that came out yesterday was eye-opening. They are pretty banged up, including a guy that I don't think any of us knew anything about with LT Overton. He was listed as out. Now, we're going to find out more today about exactly what that means. But, I mean, I think there is obviously at face value it means that one of Alabama's best defensive linemen and one of its most expensive players on the NIL front is not going to be playing. So both these teams are pretty banged up. And if anything, you know, when it comes to a late injury that we didn't know, the Overton news yesterday is very big for this game.
He's the guy that tackled Cash Jones on the fourth down, right? Yep. He's the guy that made that play.
Yeah, thank you for remembering. I want to go back through the worst moments of Washington football history. You want to do that too,
Andy? I'm just saying, like, if he doesn't play, that helps.
I'm kidding. I mean,
we're 8-4.
Overton was the guy that made that play. And the truth is, you know, he's probably not their best defensive lineman. Keenum, when healthy, probably is.
Yeah.
But he's still really, really good. And obviously a real load to deal with when he's in there.
What did you make of the Jared Curtis decommitment saga this week?
Well, it's obviously massively disappointing, and you know, it's certainly weird to have all of this at the very last minute be like, well, all of a sudden now he cares about early playing time, when that's not really something that's been talked about, you know, leading into this. And listen, maybe it's fair to say, well, he just found out that, you know, Gunnar Stockton was a lot more entrenched than he assumed he would be. Perhaps that's the case. I don't care what gets reported. I still assume that NIL must be a pretty big part of this. And look, there are a lot of people outside the bubble of what we think of as Dog Nation and Georgia football who are happy about stories like this because, boy, imagine Vanderbilt taking a 5-star quarterback from a place like Georgia. And so it feels like more parity to other people. So if you're not a fan of certainly Georgia, maybe even think this is good news. But you know, listen, I think that Curtis is probably a pretty good player. We've talked about him before. I think that's a guy I would have really liked for Georgia to have. But for now, Georgia has all the quarterbacks it needs. And so at some time in the future, you're going to have to probably land one of these guys. But so help me, as weird as the Georgia quarterback situation is, I'm talking about, and you don't even have time for me to list all the names of guys that had ended very weirdly for at Georgia, somehow on the field it doesn't seem to hurt him as bad. Because it's the Stetson Bennett, it's the Gunnar Stockton. It's the darndest thing, really, that Georgia seemingly has this, I don't know, curse with these 5-star quarterbacks, but certainly less heralded guys go on to be household names because of what they do at Georgia. So I guess they're going to have to keep that up for a little bit longer.
The Kiffin thing came to a close since the last time we talked. I mean, there's a million. I'm sure you've said plenty on it. I know you have, certainly with us. But given a couple of days to let the dust settle and all that, what are some final thoughts on that whole deal?
This is one of my favorite SEC stories of all time because it just has so many layers to it. And ultimately, this is what I think it comes down to. I think that Kiffin was well within his rights to say LSU's a better job. That's where I want to go. Mm-hmm. But the mistake he made is if you're going to go, you've got to go. You can be a good coach, but you can't have everybody say you're also a good guy on your way out the door. Of course, Ole Miss is going to be mad that you're leaving. And of course, they're not going to throw you a parade, you know, as your final act, even with the playoff appearance coming. So certainly for a guy that we've all said, you know, he's maybe matured, he's in a different place than he once was. Boy, on the way out the door, he just seemed as selfish as ever.
I guess not.
And listen, that's not necessarily LSU's problem. It's really not. LSU targeted their coach, and they got their man. Sure. But for Lane Kiffin, it's a really interesting window into human nature in that for a guy that has all the money, and because the entire college football world was waiting on him to make a decision, he essentially held all the power. And yet, ultimately, he just really wanted to be liked. And that led to the same kind of immature decisions it seems like Kiffin's been making for as long as we've known who he was.
Brandon, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate it, B.
Yeah, good to be with you guys. See
Brandon
you.
Adams there, Dog Nation Daily podcast host, joins us normally on Tuesdays, but with the week being what it was, joined us today, getting ready for the SEC championship game. And ultimately, that's what it is. Like, if Kiffin would have just said, yeah, I think it's a better job. I'm sorry to the team. I hope they do well without me. I had to do it.
I can't do it.
Period. But he had to do all the other crap.
Yeah. You do all that.
Well, this guy said I should do this, and I tried to do that, and this
Nick
guy
Saban
wouldn't
told
let me.
To do it, and Pete Carroll.
And Pete Carroll talked to my dad in a seance, and he said that he'd probably think I should go.
Shut
and
the hell up.
I don't know. What do you want to do, man? You're 50.
But you act like you're 20.
You're a man, right?
I don't know. Is he?
I think.
Is he? I have no clue. Speaking of Vanderbilt, their backup quarterback just transferred. He's in the portal.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Drew Dickey. Drew's like, I ain't around.
See you later.
See you later, alligator.
All right, then let the Dickey sweepstakes begin.
Yeah, man.
That'd be a good sponsorship.
That'd be funny.
He's wearing Dickies, you know?
Yes, I was thinking the same damn
thing. That'd be pretty good. Listen, they make nice clothing. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo. Solid wear. Back page with Bo coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's okay.
Wait. No, it's not okay, Andy.
I was sad about it, too.
It's not okay, Andy. It's not okay.
Well, no, I mean, it's okay to be sad about it.
Yeah, it's not okay. Because the only way they're gonna make this up to me is if they go get Kyle Schwarber.
Okay.
Yeah.
That works.
Go get Kyle Schwarber, a new closer.
Well, they signed the closer.
a new closer.
Closer got 16 mil coming.
And see if you, because they say that there's some tension in the Mets clubhouse.
Okay.
With Lindor.
And Soto?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, good.
Make that happen.
Good.
Which one of those guys would you want? Soto?
Hell no.
Oh, what? Lindor?
We got it.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I can't say hell no.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
Like,
my bad.
I would like either.
Yeah, that's Juan Soto. Let me back. Which one would I prefer?
Right.
What we got? Because we need.
You need.
That's Juan damn Soto, though.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have.
But you need a shortstop.
Either or both. I'll take it. Like, well, I'll pay. I'll do car washes on the weekends for the next 30 years to pay Profar's salary to get him out of here.
Yeah,
if we can get Soto.
Yeah.
I did see that the Twins are kind of freaking out and maybe going to sell some pieces off. So maybe Byron Buxton could be possible. That'd be fun. I know he's hurt a lot, but he's really good when he's healthy.
Right.
The thing we were sad about was that Ron Washington has signed a contract to be the infield coach with the San Francisco
Giants. We can't come back here.
I know. He's just going to be a bench coach. Coach in Atlanta.
Yeah, I know.
I was very disappointed to see that this morning. I didn't know if he wanted to do it anymore. I know that it didn't go great, didn't end great in Anaheim, but it's Anaheim.
Yeah.
Nothing ever goes great.
Yeah, he was sick and everything.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, but I didn't know if he was maybe going to be like, all right, I've done this long enough. I'll go hang out. But he's just being an infield coach.
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't like that.
I would love to have him here to do that. But anyway. Oh, well.
Oh, no.
Bye-bye
to the Bahamas. The Bahamas Bowl is no more, Andy.
Oh, man.
Damn it.
Dang it.
No more Bahamas Bowl.
Damn. Aw, shucks.
Arkansas Missouri State will play in the Frisco Bowl.
Didn't they play the Bahamas Bowl in Charlotte last year?
Yes, they did, Andy.
So, I mean, I think it already ended. You know what I mean?
Yes, they did, Andy. In Charlotte.
Yeah.
What's that one? What's
is
that?
Not the Bahamas.
What's that? That's the...
I've never been to the Bahamas.
That's the...
I assume.
Duke's Mayo Bowl, right?
They got that one in Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. That's the one.
That's the one where the people put the mayonnaise on their faces.
God,
and their heads.
So stupid.
I do like Duke's mayonnaise, but I do not like it that much.
I very much like Duke's
It's a good
mayonnaise,
but I don't like it like that.
Can you tell the difference? We had this conversation.
I can't tell the difference. All I know is that I do like Duke's.
Yeah, I can't tell the difference between Duke's and the mayonnaise you get from the package.
Yeah, the Hellman's. I like that too.
Can't tell the difference.
Yeah, mayonnaise is good. Like, I just like I know Bo you don't
not,
like
we know,
mayonnaise.
Bo, we
I know you don't
not,
like mayonnaise.
You're not a mayonnaise guy.
But I just like mayonnaise on a sandwich. I don't like if they don't have Duke's at this place I'm at, I'm not like never mind, hold the mayo.
So like,
you can put
like that's what I'm saying. If we had, you go to Lazy Dog and you want mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what kind of mayonnaise it is?
I couldn't tell.
Okay,
no, I couldn't do a blind mayonnaise taste test.
So, but you can taste Miracle Whip.
Oh, if it was Miracle Whip, I would know the difference.
You know the difference?
Yeah, it's a different product. Like mayonnaise and Miracle Whip are not the same thing.
What?
They look the same, but they don't taste
the
same.
Not in certain households.
Well, I just don't like. It's fine to interchange them, but they don't taste the same.
So again, I'm not a connoisseur of mayonnaise.
It's not even being about a connoisseur of mayonnaise.
I don't know.
It's just about having taste buds.
I got taste buds.
I know you do.
Exactly,
which is why I don't understand why you can't taste the difference between two things that don't
taste
the difference. The same.
But you know maybe why? Because I don't eat mayonnaise by itself.
Neither do I.
Yeah, I'm saying. That's probably why. It's mixed with the ham and the cheese.
I'm not having spoonfuls of mayonnaise over here, man. I'm not trying to put on weight for high school wrestling.
I just can't tell the difference. I can't tell the difference.
I think you could. I think if you tasted one and then tasted the other, you'd be like, boy, those don't
taste
the same.
We got mayonnaise, we got Miracle Whip at the house, and we got Duke's at the house.
Just go home today.
We got Duke's at the house.
Give it a little.
I'm going to give me a spoonful. I'm going to put it on some bread. Because you know what?
Make two sandwiches.
No, I got to poke. Because I was supposed to cook something different last night, but I thought out the wrong thing. Thought I was in poke chops.
Mm-hmm.
And since ain't nobody here,
yeah.
I went ahead and fried them.
Wait, the problem is
so
this.
So I'm going to eat me a fried poke chop sandwich. One side Miracle Whip, okay. And the other side.
But here's what I'm saying. That pork chop is going to taste so good and so delicious,
mm-hmm,
that you're probably not even going to notice the other flavor. That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's on something, you might not be able to tell the difference. But solo, they're different flavor.
But I don't eat them solo.
So I don't either. All right, fair enough. You make a good point. You make a good point. If you put it on something, then what difference does it make? All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. What do you think you could blind taste test?
Hot sauce.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You could tell the difference between
what? Like Texas,
Frank's and Frank's, Texas Pete's?
Yes. Okay. Yes, definitely.
That would probably be the hardest of the ones.
That'd be fun.
Frank's, Texas Pete.
That'd be fun to watch.
Yeah.
I would love to do that.
I could probably do that too.
I think I can do that.
We could do a midday blind taste test series.
I don't trust y'all.
What?
I don't trust y'all.
I'm not going to make you. Oh, you okay.
Yeah.
You think somebody would set you up with a truly?
Yeah, something
I wouldn't
like
that.
Yeah, I don't trust y'all.
I wouldn't do that.
What would we be taste testing, though, to even set you up with a Truly?
Well, just whatever you think that you can do, you should say, I can do this.
Yeah, that's what,
and then we'll see.
I just don't trust, like, especially since I'm doing this show, like, I'll never go to a listener's house and eat because of the fact is that they might sneak some deer meat in there.
Yeah, they're going to, right,
like
I understand.
You know what I mean? Like, I won't go nowhere.
And first of all, I take offense to the idea that you wouldn't trust me. I would not trick you into eating anything. That's messed up.
Yeah.
The only one that I wouldn't trust is Abe, and he's not even here.
Yeah, y'all got like some deer bacon or something that would throw. I would be freaking.
I'm not
furious
making you eat deer bacon.
If somebody made me eat some deer bacon,
I just think it'd be a fun video to see if Randy could tell the difference between hot sauces.
I think I can.
I think you can too, yeah, but I'd like to see it.
I'm over here catching mayonnaise strays. I think you probably could tell the difference between Miracle Whip and mayonnaise. They're very different.
I think you could.
I'm gonna go try today.
Last venison time I was bacon's in, very good though.
Who?
Venison. Deer.
No, it ain't.
Oh yeah, delicious.
It's not bacon. Bacon comes from the pig.
That's
Bo.
True. So I guess venison strips?
Yes.
Off the back strap strips.
Yes, there you go. There you go. Deer strips.
Last time I was in Charlotte, my wife didn't believe me that I could blind taste test the difference between French rosé and American rosé. And I was like, blindfold me.
Really?
Blindfold me. Give me a glass.
The French was a lot more dry, right?
I like the American one, and I know that I don't like the French one. And so she gave me the American one. I was like, this is delicious. This is what I like. And
these are great things that we never knew.
Yeah. I told you guys this on the radio. This is not news.
I like that, though.
Yeah, blind taste test some rosé.
Blind taste test.
I'm a grown man.
So we were running a little short in no huddle, so I had to cut that James Harrison quote off. It was like a minute long. Here's okay. The back half of it that I think you were listening for, Randy.
Something has to be done, bro. Mm-hmm. And I know the Steelers historically don't move on from
coaches. Talks the way he plays.
But I think it's time that history be made.
I'm not going to argue with anything.
Because right now, the only history we're making is being the worst Pittsburgh Steelers team statistically almost in the history of the organization.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going good.
Also truth.
It's not going good.
Can't you just hear him like lifting some sort of like heavy weight with
man.
A chain?
I'm talking about James
while doing that.
That dude was rough. That dude knocked Joe back to Colorado, man.
Who?
Oh, Joe Klopfenstein. He was a backup tight end. This is when James was building his rep, right? Man, Andy, I'll never forget, we played Pittsburgh and St. Louis. Opening kickoff, and so usually when we were getting the ball, and so we'll go down and stand, like first offense, we'll stand before we're going through, right at like the 20, whatever, on the sideline. Ball's kicked off, and I'll never in my life forget the sound that Joe's body made when he hit that damn turf, because James Harrison was running full speed. There was no deterrent. There was no chip on him. Full speed, and he hit Joe so damn hard.
Full speed from like 50 yards.
Yes, he hit Joe so damn hard that you heard the whole crowd went, because it was so loud when
he
hit
got
him.
Up.
No, Joe was down. Down goes Joe.
Was Joe okay?
No, Joe was out.
Joe hadn't been the same turf since.
Hey, dog, I read because you know in offense because it is a touchback.
Oh no,
Joe didn't know it, so Joe's running
That's
up there.
The worst.
James just bow. Oh my. I ran out. Oh, Joe! Ran out there and looked Joe, eyes crossed.
Oh, God.
Thought he was dead.
Joe Klopfenstein.
Yeah, that's my man right
there. There he is. He's from Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, that's what I think. Knocked his head back to Colorado.
That was a second round draft pick.
Yeah.
Good for Joe.
I love Joe, man.
Shame what happened to old Joe.
Yeah, man.
Shame what happened to Joe.
Y'all ever seen on credit card commercials where they say that their members get these experiences and cool things like that? Yeah. Or do y'all get these things from credit cards that y'all own?
Yes.
I mean, I get 5% cash back on gas.
Yeah, I get 3% cash back on gas and stuff like that.
I don't use credit cards. I have them. I refuse to use them.
I only use them this time of
year. Yeah,
I've often been curious as to like, what are these member benefits and these experiences that these credit card companies are offering? Well, I got to witness one last night. MasterCard had a batting practice experience for some of their card holders at Truist Park last night.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's why you've been there. Okay.
Very, very
okay.
cool event. I got to work it. World Series trophy was there. Blooper was there. Huddy was there signing autographs and stuff like that.
Let me ask you this. Like,
fans got to go out on the field and take batting practice.
Are these just MasterCard users that randomly won? Or are they
I think
like,
they probably had to purchase it or donate something.
Or they used their MasterCard enough to kind
or
of...
Or that, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, because it was only a select group. It was only about 30 or 35 people, but a pretty cool event.
That
I met a listener last night at this event, And it was towards the end. What I will normally do when I meet listeners in the Truist Club is I'll tell Siri to remind me to shout them out on the radio. It was towards the end of the event. His party was rushing him out of there. Didn't get the cat's name, but thank you for listening. Guy that was drinking the Miller Lights last night, we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I hope you had fun. Sounds like a good time.
It's a pretty cool thing. I wish I could have gone out and taken batting practice.
You know what I asked Bo when I saw the picture of him with the World Series trophy?
What's that?
Did you touch it? He said no.
That's twice now I've been in close proximity. Did not touch it.
Why didn't you touch it?
I only know one person that did.
I did only know one person that touched World Series trophy.
I know I'm not the only person that touched that damn trophy.
They made it very clear they didn't want us to touch it.
I know I'm not the only person that touched that damn trophy.
And that was back in the Andy and Randy production staff 1.0 days.
Yeah.
So Wendy and Brian, they didn't touch it.
Yeah, I didn't touch it.
We got to touch what was the indoor golf thing?
Yes.
TGL?
Yeah.
Which we loved and enjoyed talking about. They brought the trophy here.
Oh, yeah, to hold that one.
They made us wear white gloves.
Yes, they did.
To do that one.
Yeah, I remember the damn gloves would fit on my damn hand. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I think there was an OJ joke made. Yeah.
I'm curious as to what that thing's made out of. You know, they still carry that trophy around in this big freaking, like, 4-foot by 4-foot padded freaking case with wheels.
Yeah.
So they still carry it around in that.
The World Series one?
Yeah. Well, I'm probably throwing the back of the car.
Well, no, is that the original one?
Yeah.
Because the World Series one looks like it could break easy.
Yeah. It does.
Because it's got those the pennants on it, right? If that thing tips over, it's going to break. Lombardi Trophy, I mean, that thing looks pretty durable. Solid.
Yeah, you know? But
kind of top heavy.
Tom Brady almost you could throw that thing at the bottom of the river.
Tom Brady almost threw it in the water. That's great.
So, Randy, you ever play with guys like this? I'm sure you have, but for whatever reason, Juwan Jennings been rubbing folks the wrong way. He got hitting the cojones 2 weeks ago, and then last week during their game, they were playing the Browns. Browns defensive tackle. He does not say what Juwan Jennings said, but he does say what he thinks Juwan Jennings, what type of man that he is.
He's a and I want that known. Like, I see why he got punched in the because that's some, like, he says some things that you should not say to another man ever, but, like, I don't respect it because you say that, then run behind your O-line. That's some real soft and I want that known. I see exactly why they punched him. I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
Yeah. What happened?
Is he just out there making fun of moms? Or
word
what?
On the street is that he went there. You don't talk. Everybody knows this.
Like family.
You don't talk about family. You don't talk about nobody's wife. You don't talk about nobody's kids. Now I've been in a situation with a teammate that was being disrespectful to another guy because he was dating his old girl.
Got it.
So it's basically like which I'm thinking like, so
yeah,
I already had her. You know, that's how I would have treated.
What are you bragging about?
You know, what's she bragging about? Does she still do that thing with her toes or something like that? You know who taught her that? You know, that's what I would. That would have been my comeback to
pretty
him.
Pretty easy comeback.
Yeah, pretty easy.
Like, dude, there's 22 guys on this field. 14 of them have been the same.
You know
place.
What I'm saying? So yeah, but no, yeah, the wives, children, mamas, off limits. Off limits. Sense. Everybody knows that. And word on the street was that's what he did. He went there.
And apparently he just talks this type of trash to every team that he plays.
He went there. No, he's old. That's what he is. He one of them dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, he one of them, he one of them guys that when he's your teammate, you're like,
damn. Like, I got to stand up for this guy?
I got to stand up for this damn guy. Yep. Because he's my teammate.
I really, really like that insult is making its way back into prominence.
Oh, the hoe?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
It's such a
good one. It really, like, there's almost no other word that is as perfect for that type of behavior as that.
Yes.
Because there's other words that are similar, but not quite as perfect.
Yeah, man.
Nail right on the head. Right on the head. All right. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day. Joe Patrick is going to join us at 1:20, and we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as we always do. Final hour straight ahead.
Joe Patrick. What was the guy's name?
Josh Pate.
Josh Pate's doppelganger.
JP's. Look at that. Anyway, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.